Welcome! Today, we're wandering through Valencia, a city where medieval lanes, striking contemporary architecture, and the Mediterranean sit surprisingly close together. It is a wonderful place to explore slowly, especially when you want both culture and a little sea air. Rather than racing between landmarks, think of Valencia as a connected story. Market sounds in the old town, shade along the former riverbed, white futuristic forms by the water, then a long lunch near the beach. Begin in Valencia's old town, or Ciutadella, where narrow streets open suddenly onto busy squares. It feels lived in rather than preserved under glass. Scooters pass, neighbors talk from balconies, and cafes spill gently into the day. The central market is an especially vivid starting point. Its modernist building is beautiful, but the real memory is sensory. Fruit stacked in color, the calls of stallholders, and the small decisions of daily cooking happening all around you. A short walk away, the Silk Exchange, or La Lana de la Seda, recalls Valencia's trading power. Then drift toward the cathedral area. You do not need to treat every church or square as a checklist. Leave room to notice doorways, tilework, and shifting light. From the center, the Tuileries Gardens offer Valencia's most graceful change of scene. This long green corridor follows the former riverbed, turning what could have been a dividing line into a park that stitches neighborhoods together. Walk it, rent a bicycle, or simply pause beneath the trees. The route makes the city feel unusually breathable. Children play, runners pass and bridges cross overhead, while the pace gradually loosens as you move away from the historic center. Eventually, the city of arts and sciences appears. Bright white curves, reflecting pools, and an almost theatrical skyline. The contrast with the old town is dramatic, yet it does not feel disconnected. Valencia seems comfortable holding several eras in one view. Continue toward the beach neighborhoods for a change in texture. Wider streets, salt in the air, and a horizon that invites you to linger. Even if swimming is not your priority, a walk along the shore gives the city break a proper Mediterranean exhale. This is also the right setting to approach Paella with curiosity. It is a Valencian tradition, and local versions may look different from the seafood-heavy image many travelers expect. Paella is often enjoyed as a leisurely midday meal, ideally shared without rushing. For a gentle two-day visit, give day one to the old town, the central market, the Silk Exchange, and an unhurried stretch through the Tuileries Gardens. Let the rope bend around whatever catches your attention instead of forcing a rigid schedule. On day two, visit the City of Arts and Sciences, then head to the beach for a long meal or evening walk. Spring and autumn are often comfortable choices, though weather varies. Walking and cycling suit many routes. Public transport helps wider connections, so check official information for your dates. A little consideration goes a long way here. Keep voices low on residential streets, follow park and beach rules, and support local businesses when you can. Around Paella, listen first, ask kindly, and treat local customs as an invitation rather than a test. Valencia's real pleasure is its contrast without the strain. Old stone, green space, bold design, and sea air in one relaxed rhythm. Let it unfold at walking pace. Thanks for listening, and I hope your Valencia visit leaves room for a few happy detours. Until next time.